Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallava Girivara Dari. Gopi Jana Vallava Girivara Dari. Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Upada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Anitya Gora Haribol, 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 Haribol. Jaya Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivajakacharya Satara Sata Sisimati Divine Grace Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrindaki Nama Charya Sila Haridas Thakur Ki Prayansi Gohosa Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Srivastadi Gora Bhakta Vrindaki Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhanki Ganga Maeki Jamuna Maeki Tulasi Devi Maharani Ki Gora Premanandi All glories to the Assembled Devotees, all glories to the Assembled Devotees, all glories to the Assembled Devotees. All glories to the lotus feet of Shishi Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 21, text 55. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Adharmascha Samadita. Lolupair Vyankusair Nribihi Sayane tuayi lokoyam. Dasyu grasto vinankshyati. Adharmacha samadita. Lolupar vyankusar nirivihi. Sayane tuayi lokoyam. Dasyu grasto vinankshyati. Please chant. Adharma cha samitta. Lolupar vyankusar nirivihi. Sayane tuayi lokoyam. Dasyu grasto vinankshyati. Adharmascha samaditam. Lolupar vyankusar nirivihi. Sayane tuayi lokoyam. Dasyu grasto vinankshyati. Adharmascha samaditam. Lolupar vyankusar nirivihi. Sayane tuayi lokoyam. Dasyu grasto vinankshyati. Adharmascha samadita. Lolupar vyankusar nirivihi. Sayane tuayi lokoyam. Dasyu grasto vinankshyati. Anybody else? Okay. Word by word translation. Adharma, unrighteousness. Cha, and. Samedeta, would flourish. Lolupahi, simply hankering after money. Vyankusai, and control. Niribihi, by men. Sayane tuayi, when you lie down for rest. Lokaha, world. Ayam, this. Dasyu, by the miscreants. Grastaha, attacked. Vinankshyati, it will perish. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. If you gave up all thought of the world's situation, unrighteousness would flourish. So repeat after me. If you gave up all thought of the world's situation, unrighteousness would flourish. For men who hanker only after money would be unopposed. Such miscreants would attack and the world would perish. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Because this scientific division of four varnas and four ashrams is now being extinguished, the entire world is being governed by unwanted men who have no training in religion, politics, or social order. And it is in a very deplorable condition. In the institution of four varnas and four ashrams, there are regular training principles for the different classes of men. Just as in the modern age, there is a necessity for engineers, medical practitioners, and electricians, and they are properly trained in different scientific institutions. Similarly, in former times, the higher social orders, namely the intelligent class, the Brahmanas, the ruling class, the Kshatriyas, and the mercantile class, the Vaishyas, were properly trained. Bhagavad Gita describes the duties of the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Sudras. When there is no such training, one simply claims that because he's born in a Brahman or Kshatriya family, he's therefore a Brahmana or a Kshatriya, even though he performs the duties of a Shudra. Such undue claims to being a higher caste man make the system of a scientific social orders into a caste system, completely degrading the original system. Thus, society is now in chaos, and there is neither peace nor prosperity. It is clearly stated herein that unless there is the vigilance of a strong king, impious and qualified men will claim a certain status in society, and that will make the social order perish. Om magyana temirandasya yanang yana shalakaya chakshuru militam yena taismai sri gurave namaha. I offer my humble and respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who has forced to open my eyes with torch-like knowledge. I bow down unto His lotus feet with great awe and reverence. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Gutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunjavadi Paschatya Esatarine. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, I'll read the verse once more so that we all get a grip on this situation here, which is very difficult. So text number 55. If you gave up all thought of the world's situation and righteousness would flourish, for men who hanker only after money would be unopposed. Such miscreants would attack, and the world would perish. Okay, so I'll try to do my best to say a few words about this verse and the purport. And although there is only a few people in this temple room this morning, I know that this class is going to be recorded and it's going to be on YouTube and all your social media. So whatever I say here, I wanted to have it measured and just to talk about Srimad Bhagavatam as much as possible, because the subject matter a lot is in people's minds right now as to what is going on in this country. So, and what Prabhupada is talking about is pretty much relevant to that. But I'll try to just stick to the Srimad Bhagavatam, whatever is being said here right now, because this is Kali Yuga. So what is going on today has happened before a few years ago, and it happened before, and we have to come back maybe to the earlier times, the origin or the beginning of the Kali Yuga in this day and age. The beginning of the Kali Yuga was when Lord Krishna was in this planet 5,000 years ago, and we had the story of the Kauravas and the Pandavas in the Mahabharata, and of course the battle of Kurukshetra. And so if you remember what happened there, we had Vidura, who was like a Brahmana, he was the counselor to the king, Dhritarashtra, who was the blind king, and he was the Kshatriya. Dhritarashtra was a king, he was really the ruler, he was the emperor of the world. And he had a counselor, he was Vidura, and he did very well following the advice of Vidura. But then, because of the love for his son Duryodhan, he kind of got away from the good advice of Vidura. And then we went into this war of Kurukshetra, and the Kauravas eventually, they end up losing their kingdom, their wealth, which is what Prabhupada is talking about here also in the purport, is that, you know, at the end of the purport is saying that, you know, so society, if you don't follow the strict rules of the Varnashram Dharma system, the society is now in chaos and there is neither peace nor prosperity. So neither peace nor prosperity. And we also see that in the history of the Kali Yuga, which is a very colorful history, but it is a history that teaches us that as soon as we deviate from these principles of righteousness, then we fall into this situation, which is where we are going through right now. Actually, some of the news are very disturbing, but hey, it's Kali Yuga. This is what it is. This is what happened. So why is that so? I don't know. Well, basically, we got to start, first of all, let me refer to some of the classes that have been taught here recently in this temple. Again, as I said before, there are some very, very good speakers that come and they give some very interesting classes. Yesterday, we had this class where Bhagavad Gita class by Begavati Mataji, where she was talking about this verse from 10:14:8, where everything that happens is because the will of the Supreme Lord, so to speak. And so everything that happens is by the will of the Supreme Lord. And once you become a devotee, so you kind of surrender to this understanding that the Supreme Lord is arranging for everything. And the reason why we have this Kali Yuga is because it was arranged by, you know, by the higher power, by the one who controls everything, who arranged the creation to evolve into these four different yugas, right? Satya Yuga and so on. And then we are in the fourth yuga right now, which is the Kali Yuga. So in the Kali Yuga, there is an age which is an age of quarrel and hypocrisy. Hypocrisy, which means lies. And that's what this is based on. The Kali Yuga is one of the main faults is that people cheat each other. And this that is going on today, it happened before. Because Swayambhuva Manu, who, this is the, again, this is the conversation, by the way, the story, the title of the chapter 21 is the conversation between Manu and Kardama Muni. So Swayambhuva Manu, who was the emperor, the ruler of the universe, basically, he was in charge of the affairs of the universe, traveled all over the world to make sure that the rules of creation were being followed, specifically because Swayambhuva Manu was the creator or the one who, under the orders of Lord Brahma and Krishna, ultimately, created the Varna Dharma system. The system of Varnas and Ashram, as it was discussed in the previous, on Friday by Ghanashyam Prabhu, so that the system of Varnas and Ashram was instituted so that there would be order in society instead of chaos. And Swayambhuva Manu was travels all over the universe to make sure that the rules are being followed. And if the rules are being followed, then he grants certain things. But if the rules are not being followed, then the miscreants or the ones who are not following, they will be punished eventually. So one of the reasons, one of the ways that the ones who don't follow the rules properly are punished is basically by losing all their wealth and losing prosperity and losing everything. So again, this is a very intricate subject matter, but I'm trying to stick to the verse here. And not sure when this purport to this verse was written by Srila Prabhupada. I would expect it was somewhere in the 60s, because the first publication of this book, of the third canto, was published by the BBT in 1974, but I'm pretty sure Prabhupada wrote this purport way before 1974. It could have been during the 60s. And it was in Srila Prabhupada's mind as to what was going on at the time, which was very similar to what is going on today. So what happened in the 60s? If you think for a second, I remember when I was a kid, my father used to discuss politics with other family members, and I would listen to this conversation. So back then in 1963, I was about 10 years old or so, There was in England, there was something called the Profumo Affair. I don't know if you remember that. It's pretty long time ago. But anyway, John Profumo, he was the Minister of War in the British cabinet. And he had a situation where there was an affair with, similar to what is going on here today, where somebody arranged for the higher classes to have relationships, illicit relationships with women, with prostitutes, basically, that were being paid. And so even the Duke of Edinburgh, who was the husband of Queen Elizabeth II, was involved in this Profumo affair. Anyway, they see what happened at the end of this situation is that he lost his position. The government of Macmillan, the Prime Minister Macmillan, who was the Prime Minister of England, lost also. He had to resign from his position. The whole, you know, the whole cabinet was dismantled. And so they were actually the ruling party was at the time, you know, the Conservative Party, and then the Labour Party took over because, you know, they all had to. It was such a huge scandal that people lost faith in the government. Why did people lose faith in the government? Because of the Rajas, because the Kshatriyas are prone to this enjoyment of the senses, and the Rajas are very, the pleasure of the passion, the passionate energy is very temporary, very short, and it's all based on this sex desire that people have that try to enjoy the material senses. But what happened is that if people are in a country supporting the government, they are supporting the government because they are thinking that they are leading them to the mode of goodness, to Satyagun. And Satyagun can only be obtained, or you can only reach Satyagun, if the Brahmanas are the ones who are counseling the Kshatriyas. But if the Kshatriyas disregard the advice of the Brahmanas, then we have this situation. The situation where the people, they don't understand that, you know, the Maya or the illusory energy is very, very, very powerful. You really cannot control it or oppose it. Actually, the illusory energy is a creation as well. It comes from Krishna himself. It's an energy of the Supreme Lord. Nobody can oppose the illusory energy when it comes to you. It's just you can't. So, but there is only one way, which is praying to Krishna, please don't send me the illusory energy. That's what Prahlad Maharaj told Lord Nrisimhadev, please, my Lord, I'm not afraid of your mane, I am not afraid of your wrath, but I'm definitely afraid of your illusory energy. And same thing Srila Prabhupada was teaching us when the devotee was saying that he was praying in front of the Shishi Radha Rukmini Dwarkadish deities in LA, and he was praying for a long time. And they were saying, Srila Prabhupada, what were you praying? What were you meditating on when in this state of meditation? He said, I was asking Krishna, please don't send me your illusory energy. So, because if the illusory energy comes, then you can lose everything, really. I mean, you know, it's in total control. It's very, very powerful. So the main reason why that illusory energy will come is the main issue is for devotees, specifically for devotees. It is Vaishnava aparadha. It's like if you commit offenses to other devotees, then the illusory energy is a natural. It's a natural thing. It just comes to you. It's going to come to you because you are avoiding this situation, which is to be in with Krishna. Always think of Krishna. Always be serving the spiritual master. I think we were just listening earlier to this point that we shouldn't get into, the devotees shouldn't really get into arguments that are not necessary. You know, I think Mother Mukhya was talking about this just a few minutes ago, that Prabhupada was saying, when the devotees get together, you should just discuss Bhagavatam or how can we serve the Bhagavatam, not like we get into discussions that might lead into arguments and to situations where we may create certain apparat to each other. And this is very not conducive to goodness, you know, to satya. So, Svayamuva Manu, of course, he's traveling all over the planet, and he's there to came to visit Kardama Muni to perform his service, because he realized that Kardama Muni had a conversation with Vishnu, as we read previously in the previous text, where Vishnu came because of the austerities and penances of Kardama Muni in his hermitage. Lord Vishnu came and talked with him, and Kardama Muni expressed his desire to have a son that would give knowledge and information and would produce the progeny that was required in order for the material world to continue. And that's how Svayambhuva Manu came. He came basically to bring his daughter Devahuti to connect with Kardama Muni so that they would be able to have Kapila Dev as their son. So it was a very, very important meeting. So here in this conversation, they are just connecting. They are basically Svayambhuva Manu as the father of the Bahuti. Actually, this Manu is very, very powerful and is very, very important, because a lot of great people came from his lineage, like Dhruva Maharaj through Uttanapad Maharaj. He was the son of Uttanapad. He was on the line of Svayambhuva Manu. We also have Prithu Maharaj. He came from the same line. Priyavrata Maharaj. So there are very great people that came from this line of Svayambhuva Manu. He was a very, very elevated personality. And, he came because he understood that was his service, to bring his daughter Devahuti to Kardama Muni so that they would have the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Kapila Dev, as their son. That was very, very powerful. So here in this particular verse, Kardama Muni is glorifying actually Svayambhuva Manu in saying that if you gave up all thought of the world situations, unrighteousness would flourish. For men who hanker only after money would be unopposed. Why? Because we just discussed a few minutes ago, if people that are hankering after money are not opposed by a strong kshatriya, in other words, if vaishyas are not controlled by the rules of the kshatriyas, and the kshatriyas are not controlled by the advice of the brahmanas, then everything comes down in society. Instead of people trying to go after Satya Guna and to try to find out how we can get out of this material world, this material creation, then we fall down into the Maya, which is how can we enjoy our senses now, today, as soon as possible, you know? So they cannot see any farther ahead of what is going on in the future. Most people really forget that we are finite beings. In other words, that our material body is temporary. It's not eternal. Our spirit soul is eternal. So we have to understand, number one, that we are not this body. So how are you going to go there? How are you going to understand that you are not this body? Well, you need, again, the counsel of the brahmanas, and you need the situation by which society can be guided in a way that people start thinking about the finite, temporary nature of the material world. And the number one principle, as Prabhupada was saying in many of his books, including Easy Journey to Other Planets and the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, that you need to find a spiritual master, surrender unto him, render all services, and actually to please the spiritual master. So the Brahmana, the spiritual master, gives you the blessings by which you can be free or overcome the illusory energy. So that is the key point here, that in order to overcome the illusory energy, you have to please the spiritual master with your service. You render service unto the teacher. The teacher will give you his blessings. And by these blessings, this mercy, by magic, the illusory energy goes away. It's not that you can get rid of the illusory energy. You can. You cannot on your own by, I'm such a powerful devotee. Yes, I chanted 16 rounds today. Well, this helps. Chanting your rounds is very nice. But ultimately, you got to chant your rounds because you are doing service for your spiritual teacher, because you're following the orders of the teacher. You got to keep always the guru in your mind and know that you are doing this because you are pleasing your guru. Because Srila Prabhupada would be very happy if you chant your rounds instead of not chanting your rounds and doing something else. So this is the important thing, is that unless you follow the instructions of the spiritual master, you are not going to be able to, if you don't follow the orders of the spiritual master and you don't serve him properly and you don't please the spiritual master, then you are going to lose these blessings. And without the blessings, then you are going to forget Krishna. And if you forget Krishna, as soon as you forget Krishna, then the illusory energy comes basically as a reminder. You know, it's gonna do what illusory energy does. It's gonna create certain problems in your life. And as Prabhupada says at the end of the purport, it's like you are gonna lose basically prosperity, and you are not gonna have peace, neither peace nor prosperity. And this is real, because you know, like we were talking about that Profumo affair in England in the 1960s. Well, England, of course, was coming down or decaying anyway. The British Empire was decaying after the Second World War. But they were still in control for a long time. And if you may not remember or know this, but the British pound at the time was the world currency. People used to trade in British pounds instead of the dollar. The dollar came later. It was back in the 60s, right after this Profumo affair. That's where the British Empire lost all credibility. So what loses credibility? The currency. So when the British needed money in order to defeat Hitler or to do this or that, they would just borrow money. They could borrow money. Why? Because they would use the pound as the... they would just print pounds, print money, and then they could just borrow, or they can get whatever they could in order to be in control of the world. So people think that, well, the stock market is at an all-time high. We are doing great. Well, you know, that the stock market can go up and it can go down very quickly, because it's all based on the faith that people have that the rulers are doing the best in order to obtain this level of satya guna, that we are working towards something that is good for us, that is good for the people, that is good for my children, that is good for peace and prosperity in society. As soon as you forget about this, and there is any kind of cheating, then everything gets lost. But Swayambhu Bhamanu, he's not traveling as much during the Kali Yuga to make sure that these things are going on properly. Because in Kali Yuga, I guess he may be taking a vacation. I am not sure exactly how this operates, but it is the age of Kali. And in the age of Kali, unfortunately, men, which is what the text is saying here, men who hanker only after money would be unopposed. And that's the way it's going on. But we do have a great boon in the age of Kali. And for whatever desire of the Supreme Lord, he appeared about 500 years ago as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and brought this teaching of the Maha Mantra. This is a very great boon that was not even obtained or was not given to humankind even during Satya Yuga or any other yuga, Tetra Yuga or Dwarpara Yuga. They didn't have this great boon that the Supreme Lord himself came to this planet and just 500 years ago and brought this teaching of the chanting of the holy names of God. And then just recently, Srila Prabhupada came here to America and started this this movement to basically bring these teachings of the Srimad Bhagavatam to the world. This is a great boon. This is amazing. This is really amazing that is going on, that these books and this information is being given. But we need to apply it properly, because if we don't apply it properly, it's not going to take effect. We need to surrender to the teachings of Srila Prabhupada and his instructions, and then things will come into place. Because the situation is very dear, but it has been going for a long time already, from the beginning of the age of Kali. And the situation is that, as Prabhupada is saying at the beginning of the purport, is that the institution of four varnas and four ashrams, there are regular training principles for the different classes of men. Just as in the modern age, there is a necessity for engineers, medical practitioners, and electricians, and they are properly trained in different scientific institutions. Similarly, in former times, the higher social orders, namely the intelligent class, the brahmanas, the ruling class, the kshatriyas, and the mercantile class, the vaishyas, were properly trained. But if you are not properly trained, you're not going to be able to do the job of maintaining the four varnas and the four ashrams. And when there is a decay of the system of the four varnas and ashrams, then we have to where we are today. So that is the nature of the Kali Yuga. It's very dangerous. And how that is created is by the fact that the mode of passion takes over. If the brahmanas don't bring satya guna to the kshatriyas, we come back to what I said earlier. It's just a circle, you know. The kshatriyas will not have the proper understanding that, that they are here to protect the varnashram dharma system, to make sure that there is peace and prosperity in society. And when that is not there, then what we have is war, what we have is destruction, poverty, and ultimately war. Kshatriyas really want war. Why? Because war is the easiest way for them to gain power, to get money, to get their own prosperity. They're not thinking about the prosperity of others. They're thinking about what we can get out of this. So, okay, by war, by conquer, by imperialism, to subjugate other people in other countries, in other lands, you know. And so it's not a very intelligent way to rule the world, because wars can never really create real prosperity. They just can't. It doesn't work that way. You'll create maybe some prosperity for those who engage in that war, but it's only temporary, and you're going to die anyway. So that is a very sad situation of affairs. So what Prabhupada is proposing here is that this Krishna Consciousness Society brings information and training to the people to understand this principle of the Varnashram Dharma system, so that, because the brahmanas cannot ultimately rule the world. They are not kshatriyas, they are brahmanas. They're just trying to give an idea to the kshatriyas. They are giving them their blessings or their information that there is another world beyond the material world, and that this life is temporary, which is the most important thing to understand. But, you know, it's funny that people forget very easily, and they don't want to accept that that we are all going to die after all. You know, we just don't want to go there. We just believe that we are going to live forever. But That's what Prabhupada is trying to remind us here. No, we are not going to live forever. The body is temporary. So therefore, the Brahmanas, they have to bring this information. Hey, we are not this body. The material world is going to end. It's temporary. And beyond this, there is a spiritual world. And how do you attain to the spiritual world? That is the important thing. How do we get out of this material situation, which is, has this process of birth, old age, disease, and death? You know, how do you get out of this? That is what is important. Anyway, I will stop here. I stay with my promise that I wouldn't mention all the horrible things that are going on out there in the news. A lot of people are reading the news and their mind is always full of this information that is coming out and all these ideas. And, well, we have been going through this before. It's the chewing of the chew, so to speak. You know, these affairs have been going on for centuries now. You know, there was a prince in Poland that had 350 children. Well, how do you get 350 children in the 1700s? Well, you know, it's the same story. Anyway, if you have any questions or comments, we can bring it up now.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you for your class. Like we have heard in the Bhagavatam, previously the Kshatriyas, the kings, were the one who brought Krishna consciousness to the people. But in this Kali Yuga, it is the devotees or the people themselves who have to educate the other people, because we're not expecting that from the government, and the government are not God conscious. I mean, any place in the world, you don't find such God-conscious thing that makes sure. In fact, the church and the state used to be together, then they got divided because religion is being kicked out all the time. So the process to bring God-consciousness is Hare Krishna's. What other alternative is there right now?
That's right. Even Prabhupada was considered by many of his disciples like a general. And in a sense, there was always this mood in the movement that we are at war. We are at war, really, literally, with Maya, in one sense. But you have to follow the instructions of the spiritual master and the teachings of Srila Prabhupada that, yes, we are at war with Maya, but you have to perform it in the proper way. You know, our main weapon is really the chanting of the names of God. That is our only weapon there is. Because, you know, like when Mahaprabhu, that story of Jagai and Madai, the story of Jagai and Madai is very important, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was about to kill Jagai and Madai. He was about to ordain the Sudarshan Chakra to kill them. But Nityananda Prabhu said, no, he said, no, my Lord, don't. You didn't come in this age to kill everyone here. You came to bring love of God. And that's the power of the holy names. The holy name is the most powerful weapon, really, is the most powerful weapon, because it can disarm people. It's just it's amazing, actually. It's like magic. Again, everything that is performed or that comes from the spiritual world is like magic, is like amrita, is nectar. We heard that in previous classes. Even Garuda, when he flaps his wings, is singing the hymns of the Vedas. You know, everything that comes from the spiritual world is magic, mysterious, is extraordinary. So, go ahead.
You know, when the great Mahabharata, when the war was fought, it was because Krishna wanted to put King Yudhisthira, who was religious, who was going to rule religion. Well, now when we have these election, what are we basing this or vote on? Not definitely not religious leaders. You know, is with the hope of the the promise that they will make life better. And if that's not so bad, if we could get not comfortable, but life away from fear, so we could practice Krishna consciousness. But some of these leaders are just prosecuting, you know, religion. So it seems like we're in for not a good time.
Yes, yes, it's a very difficult situation for sure. And we're in a difficult situation.
Another thing too, that, you know, on the internet there's so much advertisement of religion and this and that. Everybody has their own view. Even within Krishna consciousness or Hinduism, you hear all this stuff that's going on, you know. And I definitely would not want to be a person who did not hear of Krishna consciousness now, because it's so confusing. If you don't have a teacher and you don't have a proper teacher, it's very confusing if you try to get religion from the internet or, you know, these things. It's so confusing now, very confusing time.
Yeah, well, that's why Prabhupada was saying earlier, you know, when Mother Mukhya was reading, Srila Prabhupada was saying that when the devotees get together, they should discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. They shouldn't try to argue about politics or anything else. They should actually, and we should discuss, the proper discussion is, what did Srila Prabhupada say about this or that? You know, you have to really understand what Prabhupada said. Like, there is such a big discussion right now on the internet if women in female bodies, in other words, spirit souls in female bodies, should be taking positions in the temples or administrative positions or even become gurus. Well, Prabhupada said very clearly, the certain instructions that we have read also from some of his disciples, that Prabhupada's position really was there is a qualification, a spiritual qualification, not a material qualification or designation if you are a man or a woman or a female, male or female. It really is a spiritual qualification. We have to start seeing everyone as a spirit souls. So you can be a woman, a spirit soul. You can be a man, a spirit soul. But your spiritual qualification is what gives you the right to be in the position of temple president or head pujari or a GBC member. That is the important thing. And so even in our movement, we have to really understand, well, what did Prabhupada say about this? Was this some maybe a system that was here before? I mean, I don't really know what the system was 500 years ago. I only really know what Srila Prabhupada brought to us. I'm only interested in reading Prabhupada's books. Other books, really, I don't have the time or the energy to even find out what other gurus have to say before Srila Prabhupada. Really don't. I mean, I appreciate whatever Prabhupada said, and Prabhupada said, gave recognition to, well, my guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, gave me his mercy, and he's your grandfather, so I appreciate Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj's teachings, but ultimately, I have to follow what Prabhupada is saying, because he's the closest to me, right? He's the one who came to me when I needed him. So, I got to understand what Prabhupada said. If Prabhupada said that it's all by spiritual qualification, that's all there is. If you are in a female body and you're a temple president, well, that's what Prabhupada said. That's what he agreed to. So other, no, well, before Srila Prabhupada, we had this different system. Well, that's another system. That's not Prabhupada's movement. What did Prabhupada really say? Like in that conversation, they were in a car with Yamuna Devi. You know, it's in the biography of Yamuna Devi. And Prabhupada was saying, yeah, she's a woman, and he was discussing with another gentleman, and they were discussing this issue. And then Prabhupada said, but you are not a woman. You are spirit soul, and you are a Vaishnava. You are a Vaishnavi. So Prabhupada, at that moment, he gave that credence to women as a spirit soul, that if they have the capacity to take charge of a position of leadership, because the situation is very dear, is the age of Kali, is a difficult age, and as you were saying just now, is up to the devotees to bring this knowledge of Krishna consciousness to the people, regardless if you are in a man's body or a woman's body, or it's just, that's irrelevant. That's a temporary designation. The main thing is that you are not this body. Anyway, any other questions? So, all right. Well, now it's all on record. It will probably be broadcasted on the television. But I had to say what I had to say. And if anybody disagrees with that, well, just read Prabhupada's books. Or come and talk to me about it. Yeah, we are here to discuss whatever Prabhupada said. And if Prabhupada said something different that I said, well, let me know about it. Did he say something different than that? Well, tell me. What did he say? And if you don't have access to that, come on Sundays or listen to Prabhupada speaking. Karnapurna Prabhu has a very nice class every Sunday morning presenting Prabhupada's teachings. That's what he said. So we are just repeating what he said. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.